Now, Journeyman Theatre Productions presents Bite Size Theatre with Ramblers, written by Tony DeMail. Jan wants to join a rambling club, but Ted's not too keen.
What did you stop for?
Is that them?
The Ramblers group? Huh, I imagine so, given the number of rucksacks and hiking poles in evidence.
Why don't we just go home?
You said we would give this a go, Ted.
I know, but look at them. Look at how they're dressed.
They're dressed for rambling. We're dressed for rambling.
Well, I have to say, Jan, I didn't know that was going to mean having our knees on show. Do you really think we should have our knees out at our age?
What's the matter with my knees?
They're
what?
They're not what they were.
I'm not taking to a catwalk. We're going on a country ramble.
But don't you think it's a bit weird? 20-odd questionably dressed people tramping through the undergrowth when they could be at home in the warm?
It's spring.
Barely. And by the way, do you realise it's less than 300 days to Christmas?
You are such a miserable old bugger. How can you make Christmas sound like a disaster on the near horizon in March?
I'm just saying it's not that warm yet, and that reminded me of snow, and that reminded me of Christmas.
We didn't have a white Christmas.
It was cold enough. Just thinking about it makes me feel my knees are overexposed.
You're incredible. You think spring is just a slightly warmer winter. Summer is too hot, autumn too leafy, and winter itself criminal because it includes Christmas. What do you like?
I don't mind August bank holiday. It usually rains and keeps everyone in.
And if you remember, Ted, that's why we agreed we would try the Rambling Club, because it was a chance to get out. A great opportunity to get some fresh air and exercise, meet new people and have a chat.
We could have had a chat at home.
We don't chat.
We do?
No, Ted. You moan and complain about everything under the sun and I have to listen. That is not having a chat.
I don't moan.
That's all you do. The government, the council, everyone's customer service.
Are there people who don't moan about those things?
You know what I mean. We're in a rut. I thought when we retired, we'd do all the things we never had time to do before. But we don't do anything. Wouldn't it be nice to try something new?
But rambling, Jan.
Come on, look, they're waving to us.
Why do they know we're supposed to be with them? Oh, God, do we really look like them?
It doesn't matter what we look like. We've come for the opportunity to explore new interests and make new friends. So, are we going to join the group or not?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not staying here. Oh, you're always doing this, standing around while you make your mind up. I've lost count of how many times I've stood outside shops while you decided whether you're going to go in or not, and people thought I was the head of a queue and lined up behind me.
You can't leave me.
I'm going to join that group and take the opportunity to live a little.
Live a little? Wandering through fields, dodging cars on country lanes, worrying you won't make it to the next loo stop.
That's typical of you. In fields, I would notice wild flowers and interesting skylines. In country lanes, I'd admire pretty little cottages and the next loo stop is anywhere you like. Behind a tree, behind a bush.
Well, that doesn't sound very hygienic.
I didn't come out to be hygienic. I came out to meet new people, do something different, breathe clean air and get my heart pumping again.
But Jan, we don't need any new people. We've got plenty of old ones.
We haven't.
We have friends that go way back.
Had friends.
What?
Had friends, Ted. Past tense. We've never had much of a social life, but what we did have you slowly and surely killed off.
It's not my fault. People are touchy.
People are not touchy. You think everyone should listen to your views on politics, religion, oh, the royal family. Well, they listened. got completely fed up and decided they'd heard enough. When was the last time we were invited to anything?
We got invited to that barbecue.
What barbecue?
Well, you know, the one on referendum night.
Brexit?
That's the one.
That was 7 years ago, and you fell out with everyone there.
I simply challenged what they were saying.
And they simply said it would be better if we left.
Well, who'd want to socialise with people who ask you to go when you've bought a dozen sausages and a bottle of rosé?
What am I doing? I'm having an argument with you about whether we have friends or a social life, and you're bringing up an event best forgotten when you still had all your teeth. I'm talking about today, making friends today.
You have friends? Mary, Rita, Moira?
Maureen. Yes, I have friends, but as a couple, we don't. If we do anything together, it's just you and I. We need something we can spend a day at with some new company.
All right. But does it have to be that kind of people?
What do you mean, that kind of people?
We can tell on sight they're not like us. Look at that bloke wearing +4s and a Peaky Blinders cap. Odd as they come. And that woman in heels and a sun hat. How is she going to negotiate the 10 tours?
10 tours? It's a ramble to the river and back.
And the rest of them look like they carry worrying things in their backpacks.
Like what?
Well, it can't just be sandwiches. They've probably got first aid kits and emergency flares and anti-venom. I don't think you thought through how dangerous this could be, Jan.
Oh, silly me. I'd completely forgotten that public footpaths in this area were prone to blizzard conditions and infested with snakes. It's a wonder anyone ever reaches the Hope and Anchor for a shandy.
I'm just saying, we're no spring chickens and we aren't used to walking long distances.
No, you're not used to walking.
All the more reason to not make the mistake of overdoing things.
Ted, you're just making excuses. You promised me that we would try this, and now you're breaking that promise. All I ask is one little ramble. Who knows? We may even like it.
I won't.
How do we know unless we try?
I'm sorry, Jan. I'm putting my foot down. You're trying to bully me into doing something I don't want to do, and... Good Lord. It can't be.
Bullying you, I'm...
Just a minute. Look, Jan, over there. Next to the man with the bird's nest hair and the woman with the shocking pink cagoule.
What? What is it?
Not what, who. That looks like Bill Edwards.
Who?
You remember Bill? We worked together before the company reorganised. He went to Ipswich with the engineering side.
Do you mean the Bill who you said could start an argument in an empty room? The Bill you said had alienated half the people in your office? The Bill that held the record for being the subject of the most grievances HR had ever had to deal with?
That's him. Great bloke.
What?
Yes, great company. Certainly didn't suffer fools gladly. My kind of chap, really. I had no idea there'd be people like Bill in the group.
Hopefully he's the only one.
Huh? He's not looking this way. I wonder if I can attract his attention.
Don't start waving at them. How's that going to look when we head off in the opposite direction because you don't want to join them?
Ah, there, look. He's seen me. He's waving back.
Oh, God. He's coming towards us.
Look at that stride, Jan. Now there's a man who carries himself with confidence.
There's a man most of the world wish would carry himself in the opposite direction.
Now, Jan. I thought you wanted us to give this rambling lark a chance. I'm sure you'll warm to Bill once you get to know him. I've certainly missed him since he left. But it looks like he must have moved back to our neck of the woods. Come on.
We're joining the group.
Well, as you've said, love, it's a great opportunity to meet people and get out and about. Do I look all right in these shorts, I mean?
Yes, but...
Come on, Jan, let's get some miles on these new boots. Bill! Bill Edwards! What a pleasant surprise. I was just saying to my Jan, I love a good walk in good company.
You've been listening to Ramblers by Journeyman Theatre Productions, featuring Lynn Cartledge and Chris Holland, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. The play is published by Lazy Bee Scripts. You can follow Journeyman Theatre Productions on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back with more soon. Your choice, your voice.